For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Today, we will be discussing the Shaila of Matzeis Yad versus Matzeis Machina. What is better, to use machine matzah or to use hand matzah? The various sadim, why hand matzahs are more mahudar, the various sadim, why machine matzahs might be more mahudar, why there's different minhagim regarding this, and why people use sometimes hand matzah only for the Seder, and for the rest of Yom Tif, they'll use machine matzah. This is also very relevant because the price difference is very great, and to understand the intricate halachic differences and ramifications of machine matzah versus hand matzah can perhaps help people make a educated decision as to whether they want to buy the more expensive matzahs or the less expensive matzahs. A lot of this year is going to be history, because of to properly understand the shaila and the disagreement regarding the hand versus machine, we really have to look at it from a historical perspective. And I am heavily relying upon a lot of information that was provided by the Kulmos magazine, by an article by Harav Binayahu Kohen, and several other articles which I've merged together to present the Shaila. In the year 1838, the first machine to make matzah was created. Now, the first machine to make matzah was actually not an electric machine. It was a hand machine, similar to when we pedal a bike, the bike moves a chain, and the chain makes the wheels turn. So too, the first matzah, machine matzah, was actually the same idea. Someone was turning a crank, and that caused the wheels of the machine to turn, and that helped the kneading of the dough, and the rolling of the dough, and making the holes in the dough, and then afterwards it was taken out, and it was put into a oven. So the start of this machine, which was a mechanical machine, was in the year 1838, Tavkuf Tzadiches. It was founded by a Yid named Yitzchak Zinger, who was from a little town near the town of Strasbourg in France. And the Rabbanim in the area, and also the Igud HaRabbanim of France, gave a Hechsher to this hand machine. And the Hechsher was also brought to the Rabbi Yitzchak Dov HaLevi Bamberger, who was the Rav of Würzburg in Germany, and he also was maskim to the heter, that it's the matzahs that come off of this machine are considered kosher lemahadrin. One of the rich people in the city of Lvov, 20 years later, in Tafresh Yud Ches, in 1858, his name was Yitzchak Kalischer. So he decided to buy one of these machines to make matzah, which would help make the matzahs quicker, make it faster, more efficiently. And once he bought it, other Ashirim from the city of Lvov bought it as well. And they got a heter from Rabbi Yosef Ettinger, who was the Avvezen of Berlin, also that he said that this machine to make matzahs was kosher lemahajin. The Rav of the city of Lvov at that time was Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nachmanzon, who was most famously known for writing the Shailu Meshiv. And he had become a Rav of the city of Lvov just a year beforehand. And Rav Yosef Shaul Nachmanzon went to check the machine, and he brought together with him three other Rabbanim, Rav Binyamin Zev Blumenfeld, Rav Yaakov Yertes, and Rav Shimon Aryeh Schwab Bacher. And after they checked the machine for a very long time, and checked all the details and the intricate chalakim of the machine, they also agreed that this machine is kosher lemahadrin. That year, Pesach, several of those rich men who bought this machine for matzah, were nifter suddenly, including other Ashirim. But among the group were many of the ones who had bought this machine. And that was perceived by some as a simim min hashamayim, that this machine to make matzah is not according to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Chaim Nosson Dembitzer, who had become the Avvezen of Krakow just the year before that, He said that this sudden death is a siman min hashamayim, that it's usher to make matzahs with this machine, even though it has a heter from the Igor Rabban of France and from the Rabbanim from Berlin and many more. He held this must be a siman hashamayim, that you're not allowed to do it, and he called his Rebbe. His Rebbe was Abshleimer Kluger, who at that time was the Rav in Brody, in Galicia. And Abshleimer Kluger, who already knew about the machine, and he did not like the machine, which we'll talk about in detail a little bit later on, he told Rav Dembitzer to write a public statement in the famous magazine of the day. The journal of the day was called Hamagid. And he asked him to publish in Hamagid a letter from him, Rav Shlomer Kluger, saying that the machine cannot be used for matzahs on Pesach. And he also signed on some other rabbanim, and also a letter from Reb Chaim Halberstam from Tzanz, the Tzanzer, and who also was very, very stark against using any machine for matzahs. Now, the way they attacked was fascinating. One of the rabbanim who joined the Isser against this machine was Rev Ittinger. Rev Ittinger was actually a brother-in-law of Rabbi Yosef Shol Nathanson, the Shoyl Umeshiv, who was one of the Matirim that we mentioned earlier. So his brother, Rabbi Mordechai Zev Ittinger, wrote the following letter. He says, B'yoyim Hashem, B'yoyim Hey, Le'ez Erev, on Thursday, towards the evening, Higiyani Sheilos, I got your Shaila, if it's mutter to make matzahs on Pesach through the machine, Asher Badu Lehem Chadoshois, that these people, B'kitzois Eretz Ashkenaz, in the edges of the land of Germany, made a machine, asher badu lehem chadoshes, that they concocted this new machine in Germany. And then he goes on to say, ki eish tukad bekirbi, there's a fire burning inside of me, uvelibi atzura, it's condensed in my heart, bira'isi ki pasasa hamispachas, that I'm seeing that this tzaras is spreading, asher hi lekarachas ulegabachas, which is all different types of tzaras, bari ashkenaz, in the various cities in Germany, gam b'medina seinu, and even in our countries, we're finding asher adena mishubachas, which is still mishubachas. Lo yisoyv elehem v'lo yisishma lehem. Don't listen to them and don't desire them. Lo mehem v'lo mehamaynam. Don't follow these German Jews' ways. V'af mirabbanim asher beru lehem, and even the rabbanim that they chose for them to say that it's okay, ki kemoyhem. Yihiyu Eseim, the Rabbanim are no better than the people who are sending them to be Matir. So there's a very, very stark, a very, very fierce response written by Rav Ittinger attacking German Jews for being Badu Lehem Chadashais, and the Tzaras, the Karachas, the Gabachas, which has spread in Ashkenaz, which is, seems to say, is entirely Tameh, and it even touched our country, Asher Aydena Mishubachas, which is still not, so to speak, Tameh, the way the Jews in Germany became Tameh. Now, for the next year, on top of, there were many, many public publications which argued for machine matzahs and against machine matzahs. And it became very, very fierce both ways. One of the matirim wrote as follows. Nikarba, you can tell in the Rav, who said, it's asar ki hu shaita. V'gas libay behayras shav v'safel. This is very, very stark. Al kain roi le moitchei al ha'amud shalag ula hal koisei belatzain. Very, very strong words. And then ultimately that Rav who was Matir was apologized to the Rav who asked for publicly writing these things, but still he didn't back down from his tzadim, and the Rabbanim stuck in, on both sides. They dug in. And it got to a point where the Magid, the journal of the Magid, which was the Magid which was bringing the both sides, really held, they themselves, the editor held that it was really mutter to use machines. So he stopped publishing any letters back and forth, and he wrote that Kilei b'Magid mekaymam ka'es, it's not appropriate, v'gam le'lu teferes yeh l'chal Yisrael, it's not a pe'er for Chal Yisrael to write both sides because the just attacking each other was just too strong, and he says we're bowing out of this discussion, and we're not going to be bringing it to the public arena anymore. Now, at the same time, Rav Dembitzer wrote a kuntres called Moida'a LeBeis Yisrael. He printed it in Breslov, a city called Breslov, which was actually in Germany. in the year Tafresh Yutes, it's 1859, and he wrote down the many shitas of the Rabbanim who asked using the machine, and Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nachman published another kuntres to respond to that. And he wrote a kuntres called Bittel Maida. So, again, Rabbi Dembitzer wrote Maida the Beis Yisrael to say why it's us to use machines. Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nachman and the Shailo Meshev wrote a Bittel Maida to say why it is mutter. And he brings in all the opinions of the Matirim to use the machine, and he included there the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, which is the Aruch Lener. Rev Baruch Frankel Ta'omim, who was the Avvezn of Leifnik, he was the son-in-law of the Divrei Chaim Mitzanz, who was one of the tremendous Eisrim, but his son-in-law was Matir. Rev Wolf Hamburg from Germany, Rev Leib Scheintoch from Mainz, Rev Nossen Adler from London, the Nesina, who wrote a sefer called Nesina Lager, Rev Elazar Halevi Ish Horowitz from Vienna, and Rev Yisrael Lipschitz, who wrote the famous Pirush on Mishnayos called Teferis Yisrael from Danzig. He also was one of the Matirim, and he writes a fascinating thing. He says, "Anihu asher shtadalti vazarti kegibar chalotzai shehuv u hamashinim l'srivosayno." Says the Teferis Yisrael in Danzig, "I am the one who made all the effort to bring these machines to our area. V'leinachti v'leishakatiti, and I didn't rest or sit quietly ad kihuvu l'kan until it came to here. Uveirachti aleha, and I made a bracha on these machines. Baruch." Mechadesh Chadashim. Hafla v'fela. And Mikan, he says, from Rabbi the Teferis Yisrael continues, from my town, it spread to other towns which are nearby, Ukvar Hitiru Perushim Esadavar, London, Hamburg, Berlin, Kilos Kadeshes B'Yisrael, and they were all Matirit, just like I'm Matirit. And again, he was saying how it's definitely Mutter. What happened next was fascinating, because in the year 1859, just after Pesach, this has all happened right before Pesach, that same year after Pesach, a huge fire broke out in the house of Reb Shlomo Kluger, his personal home, in Chodesh Iyar, Tafresh Yotes, and people used it as a simon that he, the Eiser, was wrong. So now what happened was, just earlier, a short while earlier, all the Ashirim in Lviv were Nifter, and they said that that's a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want these machines to be used, and now Reb Shlomo Kluger's house burnt down, and people use it as a sign that you're supposed to use the machines. Okay, so what is Taka the Meduba? So Reb Shlomo Kluger, who was the first, the Reish HaOisrim, the first one to really come out and write a tshuva about it, says as follows. He says, first of all, there's a problem with using a machine, and we're talking again about the hand machines, which it's cranked, and then it causes wheels to turn, and the dough goes between the wheels. The dough itself was kneaded by hand, and then they would take the dough and put it through the wheels. The wheels would flatten it out and put and holes in it. So he says, the She'iltais in Parshas Tzav, She'ilta Ayin Vav, writes, V'hechadam tinu l'chiti eni Yehudi, if the wheat was brought to your bakery, let's say, by a non-Jew, a cheresh shaita v'katan, the lav b'nei shimron, or by a cheresh shaita v'katan, who cannot be trusted to be mekayim the mitzvah of Ushmartem es hamatzais, inami or else in lasha leisa ena Yehudi. If a non-Jew kneaded the dough, or a cheresh shaita v'katan, afagav de'afinu Yisrael b'adas. Even though it was the Yisrael who actually baked the matzah, the oved lashimor, and he did do ushmartem es hamatzais b'shas afia at the time of the baking, leinafik yidei chayvasei. You're not near to the chiyuv of shmartem es hamatzais, because the shmira has to start with the kemach, through kneading the dough, and continuing through the baking. So you need to have a Yisrael Bardas through all of those stages. This She'iltas is actually paskened in the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Haim Sum and Tav Samach Sif Aleph, that he says that a Cheresh Shaita V'Katan and a Goy are not able to do Shimur. Now, Reb Shlomo Kluger is medayik from this, that a person who has no das can't do shimur to be shared with the matzahs, that they shouldn't become chametz. Therefore, he says, the same thing applies to a machine. A machine has no das. The machine cannot protect the matzahs from becoming chametz, and therefore it's possible for afias matzah. And his words are, machine ze le'odif ma'aseha mi'maiseh katan. The ein le'das atzmai. A machine is no better than a maiseh of a katan. A katan has no das atzmai, the machine has no das asmai, and therefore you don't have shmira l'shem, shmira that shouldn't become chametz. So the Rabbanim and Matirim became very perturbed by the way Reb Shlomo Kluger is touching up the mustik of das regarding ushmatim es hamatzos. They were saying that the tzarich with das means that someone there has to be aware and someone is guarding it. It doesn't mean that the one who's making the matzah has to be mechaven to have a maisa asiyas matzah. In other words, the pshat is you have to have matzahs that are l'shem matzahs mitzvah, and it's shamor, that it shouldn't become chametz, but there's no tenai or chiyuv that the act of baking should be done with koyach gavra. L'mashal, netilas yadayim, need koyach gavra. A human has to do the action. Shchita perhaps needs koyach gavra. And the maisa is ma'akiv the mitzvah. And therefore you also need kavana. Since you need a maisa adam, if you don't do it with kavana, you don't have a maisa adam. Whereas here, by matzah, there's no din that you have to do a maisa of asiyas ha-matzah. It's that you have to be have das of someone who's doing shemer, and that the matzahs are being made l'shem matzahs mitzvah, with shimur from chametz. But it's not a din in a maisa that you have to have das. So therefore, if there's a person who's operating the machine, that's definitely good enough. They also, the Matirim also say, that number two is that this machine is a crank. It's really a person who's turning the wheels. And therefore, you can't consider the machine that there's no Maisa Adam over here. And one of those shinas that the Matirim wrote is, Lo yadati masach. I don't know what he's talking about. Atu chashav she machine nasas adei kishuf? Does he think that the machine turns with kishuf? Shemashlichem isa l'sham, that you throw a dough there, umiskalgelos me'ilel, and it gets kneaded by itself, v'ne'er al yada isa gedela, and it suddenly becomes a big sheet which you make matzahs out of. V'aloi har b'yadam b'nei yadam b'alei koyach megalgalin behagalgal, ad she'nerach al yidei zeh matzah gedela. There's many people who are turning the crank. V'chi yigara zeh mimashe megalgalin bevolger haltz. Is this any different if you use a rolling pin? A rolling pin also. You can argue the rolling pin has no das. So why is this any different? You have a person who's rolling the pin, and it's his action. So too, the person who is turning the crank, he is the one who's making the dough and making the shape of the matzahs. Now, one of the arguments that are interesting is that Reb Shlomo Kluger actually, at the time that he asked her, never really saw this machine. He was relying on the way of a description that he received from Rav Dembitzer, who wrote to him that the way the machine works is that they put the dough into this machine, and then the machine makes the dough into thin masses which are cut into squares, and the machine could also make round ones. So that sounded like to Rav Shlomo Kluger that the machine does all of the work by itself, and it's all done automatic. But the truth was, it was not a proper description, because it's mechanical, but it's not automatic. It's a person turning it. Number one, the dough was actually kneaded by hand. It's only the flattening out of the dough, which was made by these two wheels that are rolling together, which were turning with the crank of a person. But the truth is, even after Shlomo Kluger saw the machine by himself, he still answered it. But he wrote as follows. He says, "Vani lefi tumi kasavti kisvarasi." Says, "I innocently wrote, as I thought, the machine misgagol biatzma, the machine turns by itself, kederach kama machinim sheneschachu, like many of the other machines that were created. But v'achakach noydali shua yidei adam. Then I found out that that's not true. It was through a person hamasavi vaysay. A person turns it. V'haya nidche tamzeh, and therefore my reason to say that there's no maisa adam, that's no longer a reason. Achadayin shar hataimim heim. But the other reasons that I have to answer still apply, even though it is a machine that is turned by a person. So what are the other reasons that Rav Shlomo Kluger brought down? So the first reason, or one of the reasons, he says, is fascinating. Ein ze migeder ha-yosher v'ha-musar. It's not yosher. It's not straight, and it's not ethical, liyas goizel aniyam, to steal from the poor, asher inehem nesuay salzeh, that they look forward to their jobs to roll the matzahs every single year. Kimin ha'ezer azeshem oizem b'matzahs, because this job that they have to make the matzahs, yesh them sad gadol ha'itzoyis ha'pesach, that supports them to spend money for Pesach, hamerubim, which is great expenses, l'vnei amenu. And he says, therefore, if you're going to start doing machine masses, all of these poor people are going to lose their jobs. And it says, if you're canceling the mitzvah of tzedakah and mois chitim lepesach by taking away their parnasa, by causing unemployment because through this machine, that is going to make people lose their job. The poor are going to suffer. They're going to be hungry over Pesach. And therefore, we're not allowed to allow machines to be used. Another reason that he says is because when you knead dough with your hands, that helps find, that helps protect the dough that it shouldn't be machmitz. It's part of the Shemaita v'samatzis. Your hands interacting with the dough causes that it shouldn't be machmitz. Therefore, he says, maybe it's only when human hands interact with the dough. But if it's metal or a machine that's interacting with the dough, it's something which is not discussed in the Paiskim. So the only thing we know is that human contact prevents it from becoming chametz. We don't know that machine contact. So we'll stop it. So we don't know the nature of it, and therefore how could we change what's accepted? And third, he says, in addition, sometimes it's common that there will be whole wheat kernels, or broken wheat kernels which aren't ground well in the dough. And when you're kneading and doing the whole maisa with your hands, you're able to feel and pull out these kernels. Whereas if you do it with a machine, there's no one who's going to find these kernels inside, and therefore it could be a problem. So the Matirim, which is Rabbi Yosef Shaul Notenzin with the other ones, he responds is that number one, as far as the workers being unemployed, he says at that time, the matziv in the matzah bakeries in Europe was geferlach. They had many goyim employed in rolling the matzahs, or the yidden that did it were yidden who were kalei das. And these were yidden who were not making yomtiv anyway. They had not from yidden doing it, people who didn't worry about yomtiv. And these were people who didn't check to feel if there were wheat kernels in the dough or if they weren't. And Reb Shlomo Kluger made it sound like they're checking the matzahs. He says, these guys aren't from. They couldn't care less whether there is kernels in there, there's no kernels in there. And Reb Yosef Shaul Notenzin writes, he says, anyone who stands there, b'shas afiyas hamatzahs, can be meyed kama mechsholes nizhavu ba'asiyas hamatzahs hane'eroches adei anoshim va'avodim kalei das. There's so many mechsholes that come from the fact that the matzahs are hand matzahs. V'chol anshe irenu, everyone from our city, could be meyed that this is true. He says it's 2 years already that I'm the Rav here in the city, and I was misakein that you have to have mashkichim in the matzah bakeries because they didn't have mashkichim in the matzah bakeries before. And then we found so many mechshaylites that number one, the goyim who worked in these bakeries and the not from were stealing dough. And some of them were also lying and they were slipping in chametz into the matzah oven in between production of the various myris. And in addition, they're so weak and they are not able to really focus and they don't really care much. He says, but if you take this machine, it replaces all of these workers. Plus, it's turned by the few people that you need. Now you can use only Furum Erlecha Yidden to turn it. And they do their work very, very well. Matzahs go much faster. It's much better. Another reason that is mentioned by the Matirim is that a lot of the people who were involved in kneading the dough, he says, the dough was rolled by shfachos nachrias necherafos asher yedeim meleis chametz nuksha mukos lefa'amim b'tachaluyim royim. He says people who were poor, sometimes they had on their fingernails chametz nuksha. Sometimes they had all kinds of diseases, and they were passing it on to the masses. So he says it's not an eitzah to continue the way the situation was in the hand matzah bakeries at those times could not continue. Rav Yanner from Krakow, who talks about the matziv, describes that the matzah bakeries in his city in Krakow were reikim upoichazim, empty people, wild people. There's no mashkiach over them. And sometimes the oizrim mesapchim lehem oizrim ashalim mibnei amenuhim. Non-Jews are involved in it. Basically, the matzah bakeries was mamish a geferleche matziv going on over there. Some other reasons that are brought down to Aser is to be matir, right? One of the reasons was that they would lose their job. So we said, well, anyway, they're not from where they're goyim. Another svara is that you're going to tell me just because you're instituting a new thing to give machines that would take away jobs is a problem. He says, if that's the case, it should be usher to create a printing press. Because look at how many people got their parnasa from writing books. V'chiyal al adas, that we should usher a printing press because it's going to take away the parnasa from the aniyim. Another reason to ask it was that there's many, many different chalakim of the machines and there's chametz that get stuck inside of it. So the matirim said, what's the problem? So we'll check it out. We'll make sure that there's no chametz stuck inside of it. And plus, the hand masses also had problems that the people, the women or the yaladim or the goyim who were involved in the baking of the matzahs, they also had little pieces of chametz stuck under their fingernails or stuck on their rolling pins. And we also had to check for that. This is no different. The Eisrim said there's a problem of l'shem matzis mitzvah. A machine can't have das. The Matirim said, why can't you have das? The person who's cranking it, he could have the das. And plus, the l'shma is not to make a matzah l'shma. The l'shma is shelo yachmitz. And this is going to be one of the big machlekes in over here when we get to talking about contemporary hand matzah, which is completely automated, that there's no din that you need a maisa adam. The Matirim said, the Divrei Malkiel, which we'll talk about later, says it's shimur shelo yachmitz. So why can't you be in a machine and you have a person standing there and he'll watch shelo yachmitz? V'haraya, he says, we find shechita could be with a machine. Even though a katan cannot do shechita, but a machine could do shechita. So you see, it's not a din that you need a maisa of a gadol. The pshat is a katan can't watch carefully what he's doing. Whereas a machine, you can have someone standing there who watches carefully what he's doing. Another tzad to aser, which is a very, very interesting and very unique tzad to aser, was mentioned by Reb Shlomo Kluger as well. And he says that machine matzahs end up being square because that saves time and it saves dough. Because if you make them round, then all the dough which they cut off to keep them round, they have to throw back in, knead it again, and make it again into matzah. And once you do that, it delays the process and, you know, more potential for chametz. And he says, "Vegam kol minhag Yisrael Torah me'olam havi matzis agulim v'loy miruvam." Says, for all of history, matzis were round, they were not square. Also, "Vegam l'chamim shel Shabbos." He says, also challah. On Shabbos, you'll never find a square challah. But now they're making matzis which are square because you can't make them round because that creates the problem of the extra dough which you have to cut around. And he says, Reb Shlomo Kluger, it's a joke. It's a foolish to change the Minhag Yisrael, to do everything around. And he says, why is it that the Minhag of Klal Yisrael is to make round masses and to make round roundish chalas? He says, because the Goyim in their batei tifla make wafers for their processes, for their avodah, and wafers are square. And since we can't follow the ways of the goyim, if we make square matzahs, you're over in iser d'oraisa of v'chukaseihem loy seilecho. And that's why we don't have square matzahs, that's why we don't have square chalas, and therefore it's usher to do anything square. Now, the Matirim said, well, first of all, what about the lechem haponim and the Beis HaMikdash? Those were square. The Gemara in the Menachos Tafta Tzadi Dalet, Amen Aleph, says that. And how could you say that there's a Minhag Yisrael not to make square bread if they did in the Beis HaMikdash? Number two is that the reason why the matzahs were round was not because there was an inyan to make it round. It's because when you take a little piece of dough and you roll it, you normally end up with something round. It's just practical. But Rav Shlomo Kluger seemed to think or to suggest that there's mamishim tifa religious hashkafic reason why it's round. The third reason that the Matirim said is to say that making bread square would be chukaseim le'seilechu, that l'chare is a tremendous chiddush lehalacha. He says, this taina was actually mentioned by other Rabbanim. Rabbi Yisrael David Margolios Yaffa, who was the Rav of Pezing, wrote a year after this tshuva from Rav Shlomo Kluger, a sefer called Mecholas HaMachanayim. It was printed in Pressburg. And he wrote that it's usher for anyone to wear square hats when they daven. it seems that the Reform Jews at the time were promoting wearing square hats. And he says, since it's a minhag of Christian priests, so it's usher to wear a square hat because it's a Isura Daraisa Gemurahim. And he adds on, Umeata Hamishula Shuyusai Dashal Yisrael. Triangles that we find in the Das Yisrael. But Amnam Hameruba, but squares, may Oilam Lehayab Das Yisrael. There's no such thing in Yiddishkeit as a square. So the Rabbanim who are Mati responded to the saying with complete bittul, that there's absolutely no mikar to what he's saying. Rav Yenner from Krakow writes, Val Chashash Sheheir Harav Agoin, Rav Shlomo Kluger, that it's doime to the wafers that they do in there, yeah? He says, L'dayti, this ain't tzarech l'hashav al zeh. He says, there's no reason to even respond to that. Im kol zeh, nochein l'haydi, I just want you to know, ki be'ir ha'gadoyla l'alekim, Izmir, be'eretz Turgema, that in the city of Izmir, which is in Turkey, kula ma'isa sham matzis mevayis, there the minig always was to make square matzis. So he says, v'ha'voida, and he says that it's a lashon shavua. Ki sagva lanu haplia al asher hirishu rabbanim hanal chinam al bli davar. He says it's like it's pelodic. We can't wrap our minds around why the rabbanim would make such a big deal out of nothing. Al bli davar nothing. Ein ze kiyem shir rabbanim chayshvim shasiyas hamatzis adei hameshenuk ein tikan chadash bin yinas. It must be that they're looking at these machine matzis as a change in inyane hadas. Kasher rashu kvar rabbanim kishishay al haorgel. Like people scream regarding bringing in the organs into the shuls, but they can see us, which was also promoted by the Reformed. So these people seem to think that machine masses are—it's a promotion of the Reformed Jews. I will show you shamayim. Ma hadavar zene gelim in hagedas. What does having a machine make your matzah for you have anything to do with Yiddishkeit? Tachim evur af beremes betayras or anywhere in the Torah or in divrei chachamim, whether you have to do the matzahs with your hands or with wood or with metal. The ikir is that you make a matzah, b'shimur mechametz, that you're guarded, that it shouldn't become chametz. The father of the Shaila Meshev wrote a tshuva, and he wrote, v'meleches adfus ma'isi dey uman, echad mechach mehagoyim yosta. If you're going to tell me that the printing press was created by a Christian, halabah vorzois chadalmu mehevi oisol ha'kodesh penima, l'man hakel al ma'isa haksa v'hataka, you're going to tell me, therefore I can't print svarim, even though it'll make it easier to promote Torah? Just because the printing press was created by Christians, let's say it was, let's say squares were Christians. Let's say the machine was made by a Christian, but why can't we use that if it's going to help us make matzahs better? So it's fascinating that Reb Shlomo Kluger himself in a later tshuva seemed to say something very telling. And he says that the reason why he assered the machine matzahs is she'asser lasers chadoshos bizman hazeh, Bishum Oifen Ba'olam. Because it's usher to do anything new in our current time in any possible way. Ubidar hazeh in this generation, koha moisif gairea. Anything that you try to be moisif to add is going to take away from Yiddishkeit. V'loi achshir dara, our generations are not getting better. V'af shaloi haya biyadenu shum tam lamana. Even if we're gonna not have any reason to usher this machine, we still have to forbid it. Ki ein lechadish chadoshos biyamim halolu, because in our current times you can't do anything new. So it's very clear from Reb Shlomo Kluger, he seems to be saying that the ikar hisnagdus that he had against the machine matzah was it is because it was the time that the reform movement was fighting very hard. They were trying to make square hats. They were bringing the organs into shuls, and now there's a new change coming, a machine matzah. Zuck Reb Shlomo Kluger, we can't allow any change because our door is not a door for change. The time in history is not right for making any change. Also, there's a letter later on from Rav Dembitzer that he wrote to Rav Shlomo Kluger, who seemed to say a similar thing. And he says as follows, he says, Ki b'chol arches Poland v'Galitzia, in all the lands of Poland and Galitzia, and then he puts in parentheses, Zulas Medinas Ashkenaz, with the exclusion of Germany, asher oyhavim es hachadoshos, that they love to do new things, loy nimtza oyd kamaya. Out of Germany, no one else uses machines for matzahs. V'lamatia irenu, why should our city, which is Krakow, be rishayna beza, the first, v'chutz mize, achrei ki davar chadoshu, uv medinas pala megalitia, loy nohagu ad hata lasos matzahs le machine. It's a new thing in our country, they never use machines for matzahs. V'eich nilmayt hadavar me medinas ashkenaz, how could we possibly allow Germany to be the precedent for us following them? וגם חששני כי יבא מזה על ידי תקלה בעולם. I'm also concerned that there'll be a תקלה, כי יאירו גם בירגדל כמי קרקאו, התירו על ידי משין. ומעט ההוטר הרצו, if we, which is a עיר ואין בישראל, קרקאו, if we accept משין מצה, everyone's going to say, oh, it must be, it's okay. וראי לגדר מאוד מפני החדושה, and we have to set a fence not to allow any new things. ומדברי הגוין בעל חסם סופר, להרב מזלקבי, he wrote a letter to צבי הרשחייס, the מר הצחייס, he says, כי החודש עושר מן התאירה. חסם סופר's famous שיטה, חודש עושר מן התאירה, you can't change the messiah, you can't do new things. ומייתירו לעשות מצס with a machine, if we're going to allow you to make מצס with a machine, חודש, a new machine, יש לחוש, with time, we have to be concerned, יאיבו גם כן להתיר במצווה זמילה. They're also going to want to do the מצווה מילה, לפרויה על ידי machine. To do the Priya with a machine. Kasher his Ayru Mizrach Ashkenaz. Like in Germany, they also wanted to do that. Ve'achar kach, what's going to come after that? Gam Beis HaKnesses Chadash. They're going to start building new shuls. V'chazen Chadash. They'll have a new type of a chazen. Ad ki yavou l'rav Chadash. Then they'll start bringing in new Rabbanim. V'darshan Chadash. And new speakers. Chas mi lehazker, chas v'shalom. To even talk about where and how far these changes can ultimately end up. So we see that the Oisrim seem to be very, although they brought various shikulim and halacha, those were seemed to be very inferred, answered by the matirim. But the Oisrim said, we can't accept the menhagim from Germany. Germany is a place which has to deal with the reform movement. The German Jews are in a different madriga. Us in Galicia. And in Poland, we can't possibly follow the precedent sent by the Jews in Germany, because we have to follow what the Heilige Chasam Sofer says, Chadosh Aser Min HaTayra. So it's fascinating that while the Oisrim said, Chadosh is Aser Min HaTayra, we had others, for example, the Tiferes Yisrael, who said that I didn't rest and I wasn't silent until I brought the machine matzah, Uberechti Aleho, Baruch Mechadish Chadoshim. So the Matirim made a bracha, Baruch Mechadish Chadoshim, while the Oisrim said, Chadosh Aser Min HaTayra. At that time, they also started to bring in a mill, a mill for grinding the chita, which was powered by steam. And they were using this to grind the wheat for matzis mitzvah. And this machine was also checked, by Rebbe Lazar Halevi, Ish Hurwitz from Vienna. And he gave a hechsher. This was in the year Tafresh Ches. And Reb Shlomo Kluger never saw this machine himself, but he was relied on the description of others. He heard Eidos from another Yid that said that this machine sweats while it is working, meaning that there's some moisture which comes in contact with the actual flour, and therefore he had the chashash that this moisture can possibly cause the flour to become chametz. So he said, you're not allowed to use a machine for grinding the chita. And one of the reasons that he also said it's aser is because chadash, it's a hamtzah chadasher, it's a new thing, and chadash is aser. And his words are, hizaru vihizaru. Be very, very careful. V'seidu, ki kol chadasher sanasim bizmanenu. All these new things happening in our time, tem rak lefuka ulomichshol isa yisraeli, are only for a stumbling block for the yid. V'heim ha'maisei satan. It's a maisa satan in our great averis kilei achshir dara. It's not a better generation. Li is kedai lahar lehem in hashemayim dover toiv. That we could suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing us a chesed to give us good things. We're not in that madrega. Rak lehefech chas v'shalom. L'chein chalila lasus came to Pesach. And he says further, v'im tirtu li is min hazrizim v'dvar mitzvah. If you want to do something right, a dvar mitzvah, you have a printing press in your town, make sure you print up my shita that it's usher to use it, and send it out to everywhere and everyone that you can. In the city of Brody, they were careful for many, many years, even after Shlomo Kluger was nifter, not to use a mill which was powered by steam. But only in Tafresh Mem Dalet, which was 1882, the Rav of Lvov, Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkish, who wrote the Beis Yitzchak, he gave a hechsher to a company in Brody to use this new mill, which is based on steam. Now, what's fascinating is that the Divrei Tzanz, Reb Chaim Tzanzer, who assert using a machine for matzis, was matir in Tafresh Chaf Beis, which is 1860, using a machine for grinding the wheat, because his son, Reb David, who was the Rav in Kashno, which is near Krakow, checked the machine that did the tchina, And he came to the maskana that the yid who said that the machine sweats and there's moisture contacting the wheat was not true. And there's no sweat at all from the machine and the kamach comes out completely dry. So what is the difference? Why for matzah does the Divrei Chaim says it's aser, whereas for grinding he says it's mutter? So he said that the baking of matzahs for all the generations until they made these machines was always with hands, and therefore you can't change them in Hagim. However, when it comes to grinding wheat, it was done for many years already in Europe with water mills. So since it's already been a minhag to accept it, there's no reason to say that the fact that this mill is powered by steam as opposed to water, therefore it's considered a big change. There's no big change happening. It's simply the powering of the mill is changing. So that's okay. Whereas for matzah, no one ever made machine matzahs before. And so again, you see that Divrei Chaim was again, the ikar concern with the machine was that it's a davar chadash, not that there's a problem, the ikar hadin, with the machine. Another fascinating machine that was created in the same time was also the machine for spinning chutei tzitzis, for making the threads of tzitzis. There's a family called the Pinless family that they opened up a company, a factory for making tzitzis, and the machine was checked by Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon, as we said before, in the Shalom Meshev, who was a Rav of Lvov, also another Rav, Rabbi Yosef Babad from the Eretz Tarnopol, and who wrote the Menchas Chinuch, and also other Dayanim came together with them, and after they checked out this machine, they came out with a Moidoas Hechsher, a declaration, a Moidoah, that it's kosher, and they called it the Michtav Maise Bezdin. And they wrote, Hatalisim Hanerogim Bebeis Hanogin Mar Hirsh Pinless Mipoi, which come from Tviyas HaFabrik, which is the name of the company, Heimaksherim V'yofen Afa Mahadrin, Minha Mahadrin. Rav Yosef Shaul Natanzon even wrote a special sefer called Gidulei Gedulim, in where he writes that Tzitzis Hanal Heimaksherim Afla Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. Also, Yibavram Ta'omim in that city was at that time a Rav in the Bechach, the Bechacha Rav. He also was Matir Tzitzis that are made by machine. And he writes as follows, Yehudim Yidden who put the Tchila, the wool, into the Sterk Machinen, this strong machine, with Nakoisa Tzemer, which cleans the wool, and then they put it into the spin machine. And there it spins it into threads, and then they put it over a wheel, and they spin it into actual threads. He says, everything they do, they have Yidden involved, who are saying, L'shem Matzis Mitzvah, and it's going to be okay. Whereas the Divrei Chaim from Tzanz, who never saw the machine, he actually assered the tzitzis that come from that machine. And years later, Rabbi Cheskel from Shinova, who was a son of the Divrei Chaim, went to check out the machine, and the Divrei Chaim, after he heard the report from his son Rabbi Cheskel, was mechazek his issue that he can't use it, because based on what the Rabbi Cheskel, the Shinova, said, the machine was 100% automatic, with no one touching it, and therefore he held that there's no tevia lishma. Another concern that the Divrei Chaim had was that if you have more machines doing the tviya, the price of tzitzis will go down, similar to the concern he had with using machines for matzah. And therefore, the tzitzis will lose its value as a cheftishol mitzvah, which is nikne b'damim rabim, and he says as follows, he wrote, v'hinei zois betach dem yursha dover zeh gam b'medina sacheris yasu kemat kuntlam b'machinim ha'gedoylam v'yasim izah mischa. He says, if we allow machines to start, other countries will follow as well. And they'll be able to sell tzitzis behider yoifi kol be'asare bat pashadach. They'll be able to send it by the dozen, so to speak. V'yasu etzlam zeba v'neisenu harabim k'derech kani sreifa. It'll have the price of matches. Shenem karem aguda bat pashat echad v'chadayim. That for one coin you can buy a whole package. So he felt that the tzitzis would lose its chashivas, and that's why he didn't want them to use machines to do it. So the Sikkum, Rabbi Yosef Shaul Natanzon and many were matir, the machines for matzah, the machine for grinding the wheat, and the machines for the tzitzis. The Divrei Chaim from Tzanz was matir only for grinding wheat because it was already the minhag, whereas for matzah there was no minhag and therefore he held it's a change. And he writes something fascinating in one of his Chuvis, where he says, Ulam gamle daiti hyper tamim al pidin lesa. There's many reasons to ask for the machine of making matzah. Him kemusim iti. He says, they're hidden inside of me. Kasher ken kibaltimi pi mechutani hagoin mi leifnik zatzal, because I have a kabbalah from my father-in-law. The going from leifnik, kibishakamus eile hadavarim ein legalis hatam rak lifsek hadin vechle. When it comes to things like this, you shouldn't tell anyone the reason. Just give a definite psak. Vashemeh Yishman, the person who listens, will listen. And so that was the Rebbe Chaim Shita. He says, I'm not going to tell you why it's Aser to use machine matzahs, but it is Aser. And Rev Kluger, Lemaisa Asered all three machines, even the machines of grinding the wheat. Now, the Shaila now becomes, what about nowadays? The discussion that they were matir, of the matir and the oisrim, was regarding the machines that are manual, right? They're mechanical, but there's a person cranking it. But nowadays, the machines are not being cranked by anyone. They're being run by electricity, and it's self-operating, and a Jew is just pushing the button and turning it on. So, because of that, there are people who say that even if you hold up the matirim, who are matir machine matches back in the day when they used the crank, but today they'll be maskim that there's no lishma on our machines. And because since you need lishma, since the machine is running by itself, it's like a chayr shayt of a katan doing it, and you're not going to be yaitzeh the chiyuv. So what are you going to tell me? That a person who pushes the button and turns on the electrical current, they're the ones who are making the matzah. So it's his maisa. He says, but that's only good for the initial operation of the machine. But now that the electricity is free flowing through it, you can't say that it's the maisa adam continuing, because his maisa is finished. Once the initial surge came after he made connected the current, it's no longer his. Rebbe Ovadia Yosef in Yechaveh Das Chelek Aleph Siman Yudalid writes that you're not yaitza the mitzvah of achilas matzah on the first night of Pesach with machine matzah, because the maisa of the kneading, the aricha, the afia, everything is done automatic, and not through koyach adam yisrael, which is mechuyev in mitzvahs. And he says it's zaymet to maisa of a chere shayt of a katan shein behem das, and are not mechuyev in mitzvahs. And he brings down the sheet of the netziv and the hamik she'ela pashas tzav, simen ein vav, that he says that making matzah stam is not called the shein mitzvah. And therefore, even b'diavad, you're not going to be itz if you don't say, I'm doing these matzahs lishma. Therefore, says Rebbe Ovadia, that machine matzahs are no better than making matzah stam. And even though the person who pushes the button says, I'm doing this l'shem matzahs mitzvah, that's no good, because his amira is only chal on the koyach harishain of the machine. It's not chal on the continued activity of the machine. And it's koyach achar me'urav, which is the electricity, and therefore it's not going to be considered lishma. There's another svara to Aser, a fascinating svara to Aser, which is brought down in the Shailos Teshuvos Chaye Aryeh, Simon Lamed. And he says over there, Ein yaitzi midei chiva shmias kol shofar derech ha-telefon. Talking about listening to the shofar on a telephone. Okay, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. Right? You're not allowed to use a telephone or Shoshana. That's not the question here. The question is, Lu Yitzur, you did hear it over a telephone, would you be Yaitza? So he says you're not Yaitza. Why? Listen to this fascinating Shita. Shekol mitzvah, shekosva ter lasais v'kavana. Whenever the Torah says you have to do a mitzvah with kavana, if you do the mitzvah to any change or difference from the way normal people do it, that will passel the mitzvah. So he says that my Adoini Zikni, he says, my grandfather, the Shailos Teshuvos Bar Livoi, which is an Aruch Chaim Siman Yates, says regarding machine matzahs, why are you not Yaseh with machine matzahs, the Chayva of Achilas Matzah, since it's made differently than the way the Torah said to make matzahs? This is also quoted in Yechaveh Das, Chelek Gimel Siman Undalit. So in other words, when the Torah says, make matzahs, there were no machines in those days. So clearly, machines were not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he said that you should make matzahs. So therefore, it's different from the way the kavana of what the Eibishter meant. If it's different from the kavana, therefore you can't be Yaitza. It says by the shofar also, if you hear a shofar through a telephone, so by the Shas Matan Torah, when it says there's a mitzvah to listen to the shofar, it wasn't talking about a telephone because there were no telephones there. Therefore, you can't be Yaitza the mitzvah of shofar by hearing it through a telephone. A similar svara is actually presented by the Chazayin Ish Negea, the dinim of treifas bezman hazeh. There are many treifas which are listed in the Gemara in Chulin, and the idea of a treifa is that the animal would die toich yud beis chodesh. So the question is that many of the treifas there today are not an issue. An animal wouldn't die because we have different medicine today. We have medicines, we have surgeries, and a lot of the things that were concerns in those days are not concerns nowadays. So, do you say that these are not considered treifas anymore, since they're not going to die within 12 months? So the Chazayin Ish writes that, in short, what he says is that what's kaveya, what is a treifa, what's not a treifa is the zman, the tekufa of Matan Torah. The 2,000 years, the shrei alfin shnin of Torah, is what the Eibusha was talking about. When the Torah discusses what's a treifa, what's not a treifa, it's talking about what was a treifa at that time. So even if the teva changed today, whether it's the people that changed, whether it's the animals that changed, whether it's science that changed, whether it's the refuahs that changed, whatever changed, it doesn't really matter because at the time of the Matan Torah, it wasn't talking about the way the world is today, it was talking about the way the world was then. And at that time, these were treifas, therefore it's considered a treifa today as well. So it's the same yisoid that the Chayei Aryeh and the Bar Levi are saying, is that when it comes to listening to a shofar, we're talking about the way you listened to a shofar back in the days of the Torah. When it comes to making matzahs, we're talking about how did they make matzahs back in the days of the Torah. Then there was no telephones, then there was no machines. That can't possibly be what is considered making matzahs. What's the other tzad? So the Sefer Divrei Malkiel, Chelek Dalet Simin Beis, and also other paiskim bring down that you could use matzahs mechayna because of a svar that we said in the beginning from the Matirim. There's no din that you have to make matzahs. There's no din of asiyas matzahs. The din is you have to be shomer the matzahs from chametz. The shemartem es hamatzahs is to make sure it doesn't become chametz and you do the shmira l'shem matzahs mitzvah. Therefore, it's enough if you have an Adam who's guarding it, who's being shomer lekach. A person turning on a machine is not similar to a Chayei Shaita V'Katan, who's Omer Al Gabav, which doesn't help by matzah, because the reason why a Chayei Shaita V'Katan is no good is because they have their own mind. So it doesn't help the fact that you are a Gadol being Omer Al Gabav, because this Chayei Shaita V'Katan has their own das, and they're not being Mechavein, which is Shmira, Shalayach Mitzah, Shei Mitzah. And your standing there is not going to change the fact that they're not thinking that. But by a machine, which has no self-kavana, and the person has full control over it, then you could be machshir with the svar that the person who's controlling the machine, he is the one who is being shomer shel yachmitz, l'shei matzis mitzvah, and that would be enough to be matir. And this svara is said by the Das Sefer in Erech Chaim, Simen Samach Beis. The Piskei Tshuvas also talks about the various shitas, whether you could use machine matzahs, whether you cannot use machine matzahs. And he says that in the Deres HaAchroinim that we have completely automatic machines, it became another discussion, another tumult, whether you can use machine matzahs. But he says, Amnam yeshetiru gamzais. There are people who are matri even today's machines. And he quotes, again, the Das Sefer and Erech Chaim, Simen Samach Beis, Shalosh Shuvos Yerushas HaPleita, Shalosh Shuvos Chesed Avram, the Divrei Malkiel, which we mentioned earlier, Mikrei Kodesh, and also based on the Chazayin Ish, and other reasons to be matir, which are based on the Chasam Sefer, that it's enough just to have Shemira Lishma, and that which you need a Maisa Mamish, and they're not being Semech on the Maisa V'chei Shaita V'chatan, or a Goy, is because what he's doing is the fact that he's being involved in it, that's his shmira is overriding the shmira of the person who's Ayman al-Gabav. Whereas by a machine, you don't need shmira. So therefore, even according to the Chazonish that we mentioned earlier, some Sefer, according to all of them, the Divrei Malkiel, there would be no problem with the machine mattress, even if it's fully automated, because there's no din that you need a Maisa Adam. So the Maisa, the Minig in Klal Yisrael, in order to be Yaitza al the Shitas, has become that even if you're going to eat machine mattress, but for the Lel HaSeder, not to use machine mattress by the Lel HaSeder, but for the first night, for the second night, which is a Drabanan, there are people who are Mekel. Some people don't only use hand mattress by both Sedarim, by all the other Seudais, they'll use machine mattress. It's a big savings financially because machine mattress are much cheaper than hand mattress. And that is an overall picture of what historically the Shaila was with machine versus hand mattress, what it is today. The issue of machine versus hand matzahs and the common minhag is to eat machine matzahs on Pesach. However, by the Sedarim, when it comes to keeping the mitzvahs, it's definitely the first night to try to use hand matzahs. There are people who are makbid dafka to use machine matzahs because they say that today machine matzahs are so clean and so perfect that there's a less of a chashash chametz on machine matzahs today than there is on hand matzahs. Hand matzahs is still being done by hand. It's being rolled with a rolling pin and then it's carried to the oven. But by machine, it's one clear process. It goes straight from kneading to being cut to the oven. And therefore, some people do consider it a hiddur only to use machine matzahs. And the ikar is everyone should follow the minhag which they were mekabel from their father or from their rabbeim. And we should be zeiche to mekayim all of the mitzvahs ketikunam.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.